You're not going after truckers or trucks, are you?
No, absolutely not. It's all about hazardous materials and potentially restricting their distribution on major highways during seriously inclement weather. Absolutely nothing to target the trucking industry or to even inconvenience them in any way.
Have you got any ideas of what they can do rather than just pull over, or is there anything that you can expand on in that direction?
Well, really, the whole point of bringing it up on Monday night was to start a process. And the process involves asking questions first to the Ministry of Transportation, getting a dialogue going with them, seeing if they're contemplating any sort of action, and seeing what the overall rules and regulations are for situations like this. It's all about information first.
So when you mentioned that you started a process, starting a conversation on Monday night at Prescott Town Council, where does a process like that go to gain the traction it needs?
Well, I've already spoken to Mayor Joe Baptista, leads in the Thousand Islands, and he'll be working with me on this. I will talk to some of my other mayors in the area in the next little bit and just gauge their reactions. And our staff is going to be contacting Ministry of Transportation and sort of trying to get a dialogue going just to see, to express our concerns in these areas. And again, that's how it starts, with some conversations, and we see where it leads.
On Monday, you were also honoring four of Prescott's volunteers at the fire service, and you mentioned that these men sign up and fight fires, not show up on the 401 and clean up chemical spills during a blizzard. Now, is that something that you're hoping to bring also to the ministry and maybe have an offshoot of? Because it really does touch on a point that, you know, the fire services everywhere are a mixed service. Is that something you'd like to see built upon in Prescott?
Yes, absolutely, and this is a long-standing issue that goes back to when I first started on council over 10 years ago. There have always been concerns with the volunteer fire companies in the area about the number of times they get called to the 401. Many times they get scrambled to the 401 for calls that don't need fire. 911 will scramble everyone together, and that's a real burden on volunteer force in a small town. And then when you add into the potential complication of toxic spills and large vehicular accidents involving transports, it places an amount of risk and responsibility there that I just don't think is really appropriate for small-town fire companies. And the other thing, though, that one of the major reasons I raised it as well is not just for the 401, it's also for towns like Prescott, towns and cities like Brockville, and all the other areas that are affected by 401 closures. When the emergency route is activated, that brings us traffic right through the center of our communities. And that's a real concern to me as well, because if we ever have an accident in the 401, closes a 401, and you've got hazardous materials going through a small town like Prescott, right through the heart of the town, that is very concerning, what could be coming through town during those closures.
Well, and I think that comes back to the point that a lot of people realized because of Mallorytown, that a truck's a truck on the outside, but you never know what's on the inside.
Absolutely. It's just like I say, I'm not advocating any kind of big blanket ban on transport traffic in inclement weather or anything of the sort. We're talking about very specific, very focused action with regards to hazardous materials that help ensure the safety of the citizens along the 401 and along the EDRs.